This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We'll rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's working right now helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, as well as all the roughnecks out there getting that oil, keeping it moving around so America can keep rolling along. Also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now, we have Frank Salvato from the Underground USA. And Mr. Frank, how are you?
I'm just being me, and that's tough enough.
All right, time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got that.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, the president unveiled a gradual process for reopening America. It is apparently a three-phase program. What say you?
Well, it needs to happen as quickly as possible. Because, as he said not too long ago, the cure is starting to become worse than the disease when it comes to the devastation it's done to this economy. You look at independent businesses out there, which makes up 75% of private business, by the way, and half of them are probably not going to survive this. Especially small restaurants, half of them are never going to come back. You know, so it can't happen soon enough. This is starting to affect the economy in a way that is far beyond anything that could have happened if it never would have been shut down.
Mm-hmm. Well, phase one calls on employers to telework where possible, to return to work in phases, to minimize the non-essential travel and make accommodations for the vulnerable populations when the workforce it calls on, all vulnerable individuals to shelter in place, and when in public, all individuals should continue social distancing. However, one critical piece to this is the criteria where all states and regions should achieve some sort of level before they actually turn themselves loose here. Now, the level they're talking about is so many people tested and so much results back, and there's seven states apparently that have already at a level where they've only had like 1,000 cases between the seven of them, and about three a day is something what they're averaging right now, those states. So they're talking about they could be ready to open here like almost immediately.
Well, and there's two things I want to say about that. The one about the teleworking,
yep.
That's something that businesses should have been doing anyway. If you've got employees that perform, that are loyal and perform for you, You can cut your overhead by allowing them to telework if, in fact, what they do doesn't require them to be someplace physically. It just is smart in the day of the Internet and the way that we are that virtual office and telecommuting is a brilliant move. So I think you're going to see a lot of companies realize that demanding that someone come and sit in a cuticle or a cubicle is something that wasn't cost effective for them, and that they should be employing that. That's one thing that's coronavirus or not. That's something that we've got to get it wrap our heads around. But when you talk about the levels, there have been a lot of places in this country that didn't need to shut down.
Yeah.
When you're looking at the levels now, that could have been performing at 100% to support the places that needed to be quarantined. So, you know, we needed to have done this differently in the beginning. Granted, hindsight's 2020, and we shouldn't armchair quarterback. Everybody did the best that they could. But shutting down an entire economy because the media has to rattle the cage of fear it was not brilliant.
And we all had the same information. Everybody was on the same page to begin with, including the Democrats. And then, of course, they went ballistic when Donald Trump said, well, that's it. We're shutting down travel from China. We're going to close that avenue off, and we're going to stop Europe. They went ballistic after that because they said, oh, there's no real problem. Everything is fine.
That's because if Trump said that it was bright out at noon, they would need to say it's dark out because it's midnight. You know, and this is a perfect example of whatever the president says, they're going to take the opposite side for political purposes. And they did do this. They're trying to rewrite history right now, saying they were on top of it the whole time and he had a poor response. They were calling him xenophobic.
Mm-hmm.
They were calling him bigoted. They were calling him an enemy of freedom. You know, any mud that they could throw at him when he said, you know what, this might be an issue, we need to shut down travel from China. Oh, you can't do that. Well, really? Now they're saying we should have done it sooner. So this knee-jerk response that the Democrats always have, that whatever Trump says, they have to take the opposite side, that was dumb.
Yeah.
It remains dumb, and it will continue to be dumb. And if you're a Democrat, you keep voting for these dumb people, then you're dumb too.
All righty. Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast, and we'll be right back with more with Frank. By the way, Frank's old city, Chicago, is in the news. We'll tell you why when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Frank Salvato, host of the Underground Podcast, and you're getting tomorrow's news tonight, right here on the Captain's America with Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank Salvato, who's on the line waiting for me to get back to him, and I'll do that right after I tell you that this segment is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan, Moss is spelled M-E-U-S, Nissan.com is a website, MossNissan.com. They have got locations in Crystal River on U.S. 19, also in Newport Richey at U.S. 19 and 54, also here in Tampa at 11001 North Florida Avenue, where you've got the Moss Nissan dealership right beside the Moss Acura dealership. And what they do right now, besides selling vehicles, is they fix them and repair them. And if you are in need of service, an oil change or whatever for your vehicle, and you're a veteran, you're active military, a first responder, active or retired, you're a church pastor, or you are a son or daughter or mother or father of a military family member, then you can get a 15% discount on your vehicle when you have it serviced at Moss Nissan. Now, that being said, trot on over to their service department at either one of those locations, Newport Richey, Crystal River, or here in Tampa. And remember, they'll also do something else for you. Your car can be given the antimicrobial treatment, which, by the way, comes for free when you buy a vehicle, either certified pre-owned or brand new, because Moss Care gives you that protection, where they will actually go inside and clean, seek, destroy all the viruses, all the bacteria on the interior surfaces of the vehicle. And that second application they do, because it comes that way new, is free. So again, check them out. Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because you're going to save even more money, because that vehicle that you go to buy, you're going to get $500 off just by telling them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Salvato, managing editor of the managing editor of the Underground USA podcast. Jeez, here we go again.
There you go.
All right. You know, New York City, Chicago, and Seattle have all got the same thing in common again right now. They've already gotten some federal aid to help them out with what's going on. Now they want more. They say, oh, we got to have more. We just don't have enough money. We don't know what to do. Oh. This is so repetitive over and over again, isn't it?
No, this is what the major urban centers do. You know, the mayors, the political creatures like Gordon Lightfoot or whatever her name is in Chicago, they feel that they have the obligation to try to bleed the federal government dry instead of being leaders themselves and managing their own budgets. Why is it? Mm-hmm. Why is it that the urban areas always need more money, even though they get the lion's share mm-hmm. from the federal government in payouts every single year?
Mm-hmm. Very true. Now, pardon me. Now, something that you and I were talking about during the break here, and let me pull this up real quick. In the fire service, every year, we had major training exercises. Now, we would do airplane crashes, we would do floods, we would do hurricanes, we would do tornadoes. But we also did something else, which was something very similar to what we're doing right, what we're seeing going on right now. We trained for biotechnical, biochemical attacks all the time, every year that I was in the fire service and that I was a part of emergency management, almost 40 years. And you did it too, didn't you?
Absolutely. And which leads to the question. I asked this question a couple days ago and got an incredible response. Why is it that the urban areas weren't prepared for this, even though they get the most money from the federal government? Their fire departments knew about it because they trained about it every year.
Right.
And we trained not only for biowarfare, but pandemic.
Yep.
You know, we train for this specifically. The police departments train specifically. EMS pays specifically for pandemic response.
Yep.
and biological incident response and chemical response. Even the emergency rooms and the hospitals coordinate with us in this training exercise every single year. So the Chicago Fire Department, the New York Fire Department, the LA Fire Department, they all have these massive exercises every year about how to coordinate and respond to incidents just like this. So why is it that the governments of these locations, whose first responders have to train every year, who are fully cognizant of what needs to happen during these emergencies, how come these governments weren't prepared?
Now, you've got the mayors doing a lot of the talking, right? And then you've got the deputy mayors, and I really can't say that I've seen any managers, emergency management managers doing a lot of talking at these press conferences when they have these cities, when the mayors get up there like de Blasio and whatnot. But you don't see the fire department, the fire chief talking. You don't see the police chief talking. You don't see the EMS chief talking, do you?
No, because they may slip up politically and mention the fact that they have to train for it every year. You know, the fire departments and the police departments and the EMS workers, they're all just doing what they're trained to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
They were not caught off guard on this.
No.
The political class in New York and Chicago and L.A., they're the ones that failed here. They're the ones that were not prepared, and that's because they are the political class. In this whole thing where you see failures, it comes from the politicians that were in charge of apparatus that they don't fully understand. When you look at Lightfoot in Chicago or de Blasio in New York, these people are political creatures. They're not true public servants who invest in what is the job, what is my purview, how do I execute service to the public. They're there for political and ideological purposes.
Yeah.
Power.
Yeah. And again, this isn't just me talking, folks. This is Frank talking. We're both former professional firefighters, and my job after I came off the fire line as a fire line officer was to become a New York State fire training officer. And part of my responsibility was to put together these evolutions that we would go through, which would involve what I just told you, possibly a train wreck or a plane crash or a ship disaster or whatever, depending on where it was at. When I got down there in Long Island and worked Long Island in New York City, then we were doing all sorts of stuff, but we always came back to the pandemic biochemical attack every year.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that. The equipment that we would use, if it were something that was catastrophic,
yep,
is specialized equipment that you need to know how to use. Otherwise, yep, you will die.
Yep, and that's why we had our hazmat teams.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you look at the experts that are crowing about the theories out there and putting forward failing models every 15 minutes, mm-hmm, understand that it's nobody from the fire service.
No, or the EMS or the police department. You're right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, hang on, because we got a call coming in here. So let's see what this is. Okay, good morning. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yep, sure is.
Okay, got about 30 seconds. Make it quick.
Okay, just wondered on some of these local city governments and stuff like that that Savannah is talking about, maybe term limits would be a good idea at some of the local levels, too. Anyway, that's it.
Well, term limits are a good idea anywhere, Frank, in my opinion. I don't, yeah.
Absolutely. It's spot on and correct from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Top to bottom.
Sure, two terms. You do two terms, maybe as a county. Well, let's start with a local thing, town councilman. And then if you want to move up, fine. If you want to move back, fine. If you want to be the dog catcher, fine. But two terms, that's it. Switch to something different.
It's supposed to be public service. It's not supposed to be a profession.
Correct.
The framers never intended for people to go to Washington and stay there for 30 years, like Pelosi and Schumer and a lot of the other people. They Washington wanted to go home after the first term,
yeah,
and they had the draft for the second term.
Yeah, and Eric brings up an interesting point. He just got done talking about the public transportation system and the highway system and the subway and all that stuff. He's right. We did that in New York. We were always training with the Long Island Railroad and or the subway system because we had both.
Absolutely. This was a concerted effort to train for this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So for a politician to say that they were caught flat-footed or weren't prepared and the federal government's not helping, the failure was on their lack of leadership,
mm-hmm,
not the president's. You know, governor's got it. It all trickles down to this one. If you're a mayor and you were caught off guard about this, you never listened to your first responder chiefs.
No.
You never did, because they knew about it because they practice it every year.
You betcha. All righty. And, Frank, you know, we kind of let the cat out of the bag there, but it's about damn time, because I'm sick and tired of listening to all this poor me, wah-wah stuff. All right. We'll talk to you on Monday morning, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty. Frank Salvato, the Underground USA podcast, are coming right back with Patrick Hyland. Talk a little sports there and see what we're going to do. We're all going to be watching television. And we're going to be watching television of the games going on in the empty stadiums. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The White House outlines its plan to reopen the country. At the daily coronavirus briefing, Dr. Deborah Birx says elderly Americans and those with underlying health conditions still need to shelter in place. Dr. Fauci says there could be some setbacks, but the CDC in Atlanta saying we are nearing the peak point in terms of deaths here in the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the task force, telling reporters,
members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force to join the president to meet with a bipartisan group of members of the House and of the Senate to get their counsel on the development of what the president unveiled to America's governors. The new guidelines for opening up America again are a product of the best science and the best common sense that the president has marshaled on his team.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia. She's listening to us up there on AM 1330 WLBB, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, and hope everybody's doing well tonight. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Dominic's, Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, and they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall Uncle Sam with that red, white, and blue American flag too. And all their blinds, all their shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and they will do something that the big box stores won't do. And that's the fact that Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning. They've got parts and repairs to help you out. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store and wave at that red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store, 941-922-2345. 2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. By the way, that might get you into the back room where some of that pastry is, that special super-duper pastry they hide back there. All right, joining us right now, we got the insurance quarterback. I just made him hungry. Patrick Hyland, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Crisp morning it is. From the northeast to the south. I'll tell you what, in the 40s, you know, in the south, kind of unusual.
At least you are not in Utah where it's 10 degrees above zero north and west of Salt Lake City.
Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. What a weird day.
There's a weird snowstorm that's coming across following about 25 miles north of I-80, about 25 miles south of I-80, and where I-80, 90, and 94 run together, all three roads are getting it.
Yeah. Well, Captain, amazing, you know. We should be starting the baseball season next week, but that's not going to be happening. I mean, we should have already started is what I should have said, and it would have been kind of funny seeing some of these games getting snowed out. That's one thing the baseball isn't missing right now, getting rain outs and snow outs because of this crazy weather that we're having. But, I can't wait till we play again.
There is a proposal now, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because Major League Baseball, as well as the National Hockey League, along with the NBA and the NFL, which, by the way, the NFL schedule has not been altered yet. It's still on time because it's a little bit early for them. But it looks like the NBA is going to be playing inside in arenas with no fans in them. It'll be on television, like maybe a pay-per-view thing or something. And the NHL will be the same thing, although they're talking about playing NHL games up in North and South Dakota where they don't have the big problem to where they could put some people in an arena. And Major League Baseball, they're talking about having the teams out there in Arizona play for a couple of weeks and the teams down here in Florida play for a couple of weeks and then go back to the stadiums where they would practice social distancing and not fill the stadiums up, but maybe put them in there and seat them, you know, every 6 or 10 feet or something like that, do it like that.
It's going to be interesting to see how this transpires, to say the least, Captain. Obviously, this is times that we've never seen in our lifetime for these issues. And I just hope we can get back to some normalcy here in May. It sure be nice for the people that are having to stay at home to at least watch some sports on TV. And that'll be a little different for the athletes to play in those type of situations. But we're all having to do different things in today's age. And we all have to adjust and make it work. And you made a good point, Captain. The first responders getting special discounts out there, that they deserve it more than ever because they're doing a lot of things right now that a lot of other people wouldn't do. So hats off to those folks.
And in a lot of cases, that includes the nurses and the doctors, too. I know Freedom Boat Club certainly gives the doctors and the nurses, medical, anybody in medical, a tremendous discount on joining the Freedom Boat Club.
Well, yeah, I mean, these people are putting themselves out there. You know, a lot of the doctors and nurses are getting sick from this dang thing, and it's not good. It's not good. So they're very admirable people. And that tells you the greatness about our country, though, Captain. We still have the heart to make it go.
Let's start with a little NASCAR here. Kyle Larson got himself booted off the race team for doing what?
He used a racial slur, Captain, and, you know, he just shouldn't have done that.
He did that during that electronic car racing, whatever it is they're doing.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So, you know, everybody uses some words now, being cute with different type of pronunciations, and you know, I think this is part of the problem of being silly, being youthful, and just talking, you know, foolish. But, you know, I don't know. Captain, when you and I grew up, wasn't the old saying, sticks and stones will break my bones,
sure,
but words will never harm me?
Sure.
Yeah.
I never
kind of got away from that, haven't we?
Yeah, well, there were some words that were used. I mean, if you use them today, you'd wind up in jail.
Yeah. I mean, and there's no place for it. It's not appropriate. And if you're intelligent, you can use better language than that. From using profanity to using racial slurs. There's just no need for it. But I don't know. Sometimes I think we have some hypocrisy and double standards on these things, too, that need to be addressed and looked at. It's just not good for our nation and our country. And just look at the totalitarian of the whole situation. Let's not
slip. All right. Well, you're a golfer, so where's the where are they doing golf at? Are they playing golf somewhere?
Well, no. I mean, they're you got some mini tours still going around, Captain. It's funny you would bring that up. And some of the clubs across the country are starting to open up. They're just making you have your own cart, which is smart. And have social distancing on the putting green and then the tee box, kind of just stay away from each other and go out there and enjoy the fresh air. I mean, my understanding is the fresh air and the sun are good for you.
That's right.
So they
help kill the virus, too. Mm-hmm.
There you go, Captain. That's what my understanding is. Now, we've been having some heat here in Florida, so I hope we can continue. That's kind of why I brought up the weather. You know, we don't really need this cold. We need the heat. So hopefully this will be our last little cold stretch for the weekend and the year till October for the spring and the summer. But anyway, that's just a lot of things in football going on, Captain. They're talking about Beckham. Is he going to be traded? Is he not going to be traded for our Cleveland Browns fans out there, a.k.a. Joe Weaver, good friend of ours. So we got to do a shout-out to our buddy Joe here, one of the programming directors at Salem Communications. So we'll see what happens. The young man, Matt Breida, he's from Florida, and he just signed a one-year tender with the 49ers. So that's going on. And, President Trump is saying on sports, man, then we're going to go getting started here soon without fans. So I really hope that comes to fruition, like we talked about earlier. So, and get things going and rocking and rolling in this country. And they're thinking the NBA can be salvaged, Captain. You're right. I think we got to go right into playoffs for both.
That's what they said, 25 games. Mm-hmm. 25-game playoff schedule. Yep.
That's all. And I think fans like it. No, I guarantee they'd like it. Just give them something to watch on TV instead of, different things, the show content they've had to put together. Well, and speaking about content, Captain, hey, if I can be of any help to anybody with their insurance needs, veterans needs, give me a call at 813-966-1052. Captain, I was on the phone yesterday with a husband and wife spending $800 a month on together to have insurance.
Wow.
It was ridiculous. And there's no need for that. And Captain, he was a vet. And he was going to the VA. And his wife just didn't know any better. And we're going to try to do everything over the phone because it's COVID-19. But I really want to help out these people. I'm going to be able to help them out. And that's what it's all about. You know, I helped out a lady on the phone the other day. And you know about this. She was spending $400 a month on her prescriptions. Mm-hmm. I got it down to $50 a month. So these are the things I do for people and help them out. I had another guy who was spending so much money on life insurance, that we cut it in half so he could at least, have some money to enjoy life a little bit, too. And that's what it's all about, Captain. I'm here to help out people. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain. There's so many moves you can make, so many smart things you can do, but you have to get in place and go.
Give me the phone number.
You need to get 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland, I'm here to help. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. Captain, God bless. Have a great weekend.
All righty, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays. When we come back, going to do a beach and boating forecast. Lots of boats out on the water yesterday. A little bit rough, but they were out there. A little bit rough today, but I'm sure they'll be out there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing.
Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com. A Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And welcome back to the final segment for the weekday version of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's been a very busy week, I'll tell you that much. Boy, oh boy, there's been no shortage of news whatsoever. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our Freedom Boat Club friends. And I will tell you that it is time for the beach and boating forecast. And here we go. Well, today, the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay goes as follows. We'll have some isolated showers during the course of the day. It will be breezy all day long. Now, the winds are going to be out of the east starting out at anywhere from 10 to 25 miles per hour. Now, the seas will be 3 to 5 feet with a moderate chop. There might be some little higher waves in certain pockets around the area. The water temperature, Gulf water temperature is 79 degrees. The bay water temperature is 78 degrees. And our low tide is coming in 3 minutes at 5:52 a.m., 3 minutes from now, low tide. High tide will be around this afternoon at 1:18 p.m. And remember, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, first of all, we have the largest franchise amongst all the 213 locations across the country that Freedom Boat Club has. Now, keep in mind that this coronavirus, COVID-19, is not going to last forever. Soon we'll all be outside again. You'll be out there with your friends. You'll be ready to enjoy everything that we love about life again, including the water. And Freedom Boat Club will be there to provide just the right boat for you when you return to the bay, the Gulf, or the lake with one of their locations. 500 boats, 30 locations right here in the Tampa Bay area. So go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay to learn how you can enjoy everything the boating life has to offer. And now, for a limited time, the first 3 months of membership fees are free. Now, with Freedom Boat Club's 30 Bay Area locations, you won't have to go far when our community and our country are once again open for business and pleasure. And remember, Freedom Boat Club and the memberships that are available today, all you got to do is go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, and I'm telling you, it's a great, great, great way to spend the day. Great way to spend the day. All right, to the telephone lines we go. I think we got, is this Todd?
Let's get down to business, boss. Yes, sir. Here
go
we go,
for it.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, 63 million of us went out there, and we took on all the odds, and we did what we did. We got Donald Trump elected. We got a lot of work to do here. The left is coming with everything that they have. Okay, how can Barack Obama get up there and endorse Joe Biden, who doesn't know what state he's in? How can you do that with any credibility? You can't. You can't. The guy, he's in Seattle, he's in Washington, he says he's in New York. He don't know where he's at, okay? Come on, man. Let me say something to the White House. If my brother was Donald Trump, he'd have me in the White House and say, what do we do next, okay? Because he'd know that we're there from the beginning, okay? And I would say this. The most important thing is the 436 House members that are going to make America great and the 100 senators, not Tillis, not Romney, not these fake phony Republicans, but real true Republicans who stick with you closer than a brother, okay? Okay? Rubio, where you been at? Where you been at? You were on the captain's show and you haven't come on yet when you were nobody. Okay, this is what I'm talking about right here. We have work to do, ladies and gentlemen. The left is coming with everything that they have. Do you understand that? Do you understand? They don't care that the Chinese News Network for 3.5 years has been bad-mouthing Donald Trump. The guy's been doing everything he can. Okay, let me say something to the White House also. When you have a Trump rally, then you'll win the election. When you have a Trump, and in fact, I feel more safe at church, and I've been to 8 Trump rallies, if you count the one that Laura Trump was at.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm talking when you have a Trump rally, Bobby Bowden was there, he said, put me down for 8 over here, okay, right over here. Put me down for 8,
right.
Folks, Bobby Bowden. Let's get to work. We got work to do. God bless America. Let's stand up for the country. When we have a Trump rally, then we'll win the election. Let's go.
All right. And, of course, the mainstream media is complaining about Donald Trump being on the air weekday afternoons for a couple hours at a time. They're saying that that's a mini rally on television. Well, of course. But he's the president, and he has to do what he's doing. You know why? He's the guy in charge. He's the guy making the decisions. And I'll tell you what, it's just like I told you before with Frank Silvato. We trained for biochemical pandemic attacks, whether it was the plague, whether it was measles, mumps, whatever you could throw in there. We train for that stuff every year in the fire service. And for anybody to say that they were ill-prepared to be there, and it's not the fire chief saying it, it's not the police chief saying it, it's not the EMS chief saying it, it's the mayor. It's de Blasio. It's the mayor in Chicago. Well, they don't know because they haven't got a clue. They haven't got a clue. But I'm telling you, the first responders and professionals, as well as the people in the hospitals, okay, they knew what to do. But, of course, we aren't getting into that because that would make the mayor look really bad, wouldn't it? Well, the mayor is really bad, which is why you got the problem you got. And, by the way, selling ventilators because you might not need them. Obviously, they didn't know what was going on. Oh, and let me remind everybody, I mentioned this a little while ago. Two Guys Gun Shows is scheduled to have three gun shows next month. Now, I don't know about the first one in Sarasota on May 9th and 10th. I don't know about that. But I'm pretty sure that the second one in Oldsmar, May 23rd and 24th, and the third one at Port Charlotte, May 30th and 31st, I'm pretty sure those are going to be a go. So keep in mind, Two Guys Gun Show has a gun store right here in Pinellas Park, 8601 49th Street. Phoenix Ordnance is the name of it, right next door to the Enterprise Car Rental Agency right there. It's the north side of 49th Street on the right side as you go north. That would be the east side of the highway, right next to Enterprise. And if you want to find out more about them, just go to the website, twoguysshows.com. twoguysshows.com, and you'll find out about their store, and they do a lot of great things for the community, too, and give you a lot of great little discounts in there. Now, keep in mind, we need to find out what the gradual process is going to be to open the doors for us and let us set our people free. It sounds a little funny, but it's not. And keep in mind that we also need to do something else here. We're all in this together, each and every one of us. And you can gripe, you can moan, you can bitch, you can yell, you can scream, you can do whatever you want. But here's the problem. How about just rolling up your damn sleeves and getting to work and helping people out? It's a great time when you're in your neighborhood till you have things to do to help out your neighbor. Yeah, you can practice your social distancing, but a lot of these yard services, they're not coming around mowing the lawn. And maybe your neighbor's got a mower, but they can't push it, but you can. How's that? Little things like that help your neighbors out, keep your neighborhood looking clean and green, as they say. Just saying. And, you know, it's a good time to get to know who your neighbor is, because a lot of people in the big cities, they don't know who's anywhere near them, but now's the time to figure it out. Out there in the country living and whatnot, there you go. And, Eric, I see you putting all these messages in there. I get it. I know what you're saying there. And, yeah, mass casualty drills, we had all of that stuff. You name it, we did it. Didn't matter what it was. And, folks, I will be back tonight on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be on more stations, what we're on right now, because that's the original show that got it all started 20 years ago, the one on the weekend. And we got a lot of our original affiliates that are on there with us, as well as all the new ones we've added during the week. So there you go. But for those of you that don't get us on the weekend, I hope everybody has a great, safe, and happy weekend. And I hope you get a chance to just kind of get out in the air a little bit and enjoy what weather you can. And maybe you're in a state where suddenly the governor woke up and said, hey, man, we don't need to have all these restrictions on us, maybe. But if not, it's coming. It's coming. Things are going to get better before they get worse. That's what's good about the United States of America. We can definitely say that. But I will be back tonight at 2 a.m. in the morning. In the meantime, I want you to all be careful out there. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Help out a neighbor. Do something neat, if you will. Good for somebody. And I'll see you all tonight at 2 a.m. God bless America. Stay safe, everybody.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.